Last Word on Today
FM. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor at the Irish Independent. Do you go mad spending money on Black Friday?
Well, like a lot of people, Matt, I like a bargain, and we all do, but the problem is, Matt, it's highly active time for the fraudsters. They're out in force because of such huge frantic buying going on over between now and Christmas, basically, between Black Friday and Christmas shopping. Something like 150,000 euros a minute will probably be spent. AIB had figures out yesterday saying that last year there were enormous amounts of money spent on Black Friday deals. People love a bargain, but that just raises the risk. And there's an other survey showing that people are very much into impulse buying. You have to be so careful. You have to be so careful because
The ease at which you can buy something online with a few clicks and the rest of it, rather than actually physically seeing something in a shop in front of you and actually deciding whether you actually like the look and the feel of it and all the rest of it and stuff. But I suppose the thing that really is a problem is, well, I suppose the first thing before we get to fraudsters, people see a price online and then they have to add on customs duty and VAT and insurance and handling fees, and the price, the apparent bargain, becomes an awful lot more expensive.
Yeah, if you're going to buy something from a website which is outside of the European Union, particularly outside of Ireland, there's every likelihood, Matt, you're absolutely right, that price that you see quoted might look artificially low, and that's because customs charges are not included. Maybe VAT is not included, and VAT on most goods is 23%. That's the Irish rate will be charged on the goods. And, you know, if these charges haven't been included in the price, they'll add in handling charges, transport charges and insurance. So, you know, that something worth 250 euros could have additional costs of another 100 euros, according to the revenue commissioners. And that would be the customs duty of 12%, the VAT at 23%. And then the insurance and handling fees have to be added in. So you have to be so careful. You try and stick to a website within the European Union. You have more rights in the European Union as well, and consumer rights. Plus, you know, if you're buying from abroad, unless it's a direct duty paid model they're using, you will end up having to pay these
costs. It is not uncommon, is it, for to get a message from the revenue to say, we actually have impounded goods on the way in, even if it's for a reasonably small sum of money, and you have to pay a sum of money to release them.
You do, and you're not even sure whether that's genuine. That's what I was just about to come to. And then you click into this thing, and all they're trying to do is capture your financial details. So never click on links and SMSs or WhatsApp messages that are unsolicited. You know, I mean, I just play it safe. I mean, I've got about 3 messages in the last 2 days for apparently stuff I bought online that I have to pay customs duties on. Yesterday there was one about I had to update my address, and you know, they're just trying it on. And if the price,
so how do you know the difference between a genuine query from the revenue, because you might have bought something like, oh, shall we say, clothes from China, as a lot of people do, and something that is actually a scam? How difficult is it to differentiate?
It's extremely difficult, because they're becoming more sophisticated by the day, Matt. It's just they are becoming ridiculously sophisticated. And unless you're a cyber expert, and I often come across cyber experts who get caught in this stuff, it's very difficult to work it out. Your best bet is to buy from a reputable website, one that you know. I never buy from websites I don't know, and one based in the EU, particularly if it's a .ie. Mind you, if it's a .ie, it's no guarantee that it's Irish, but there's a good chance. There's 330,000 .ie domain names registered. You have a good chance that it's
Are you protected as well, you know, from scam purchases, if you use the likes of PayPal and other protection services to confirm your payments? Is that a sort of a form of quasi-insurance in case you are being scammed?
It is, yeah. If you use something, you know, and you might only have a small amount of money in PayPal, you know, and so they can't go, it's not like they can get an access to your bank account and go and clear it out. Yeah, that's a good idea. Or use disposable cards, or use vouchers, you know, the one for all vouchers, because there's only going to be so much money on the voucher. So, yeah, these are all, they're all good methods of ensuring that, you know, you're not giving away details where they can get in and get access to your financial information. It's just very interesting surveys. Like 70% of people, according to PTSB, permanent TSB, have experienced fraud. About 27% of those have fallen victim to it in the last while. So it is absolutely rife, and the figures being quoted by banks and revenue are only a fraction of what's going on. The other thing is dodgy or fake goods as well. they can be confiscated off you by revenue and customs, you know, so be very, very careful. If it looks ridiculously cheap, it could be because it's a fake or...
So you might be buying something that you think is, I'll just take the example of, say, a handbag, and you think you're getting a brand name, but could it be that customs, in checking that to see whether VAT or whatever has been applied to it, might also check to see if it's genuine or if it's being imported as a fraudulent brand?
And if they decide that it's fraudulent, matter, it's fake, it's gone. Hard luck. You've lost it. They just take it and you've no comeback then, because you're going to try and claim the money back through some website abroad or whatever. Your best bet is if you can do chargeback because you've used a credit card, you know, and try and get the money back that way. But just be so careful.
It's how good are the banks about that in relation to, if you make a mistake and you get scammed, are the banks sympathetic when it comes to you making a claim at the credit card providers to say, I did this in good faith, but I've lost my money?
Yeah, they are good at that, and they're better, you know, they don't want to admit that they are because they don't want to be overwhelmed and it's expensive for them to man call centres. But, you know, if you use Visa debit or credit card, you can get this charge back where you explain to them. You may have to write a letter just to prove it. Say to them, look, I've been scammed here. I didn't get the goods I was supposed to get. I want to get that money back from that crowd.
Marianne Wexford has an interesting one. Says it's a good idea for people not to let their card out of their sight at a shop. I had my card cloned recently this way and the frauds just took over €800, but luckily the bank refunded it. Well, good that the bank did that. But that is interesting, isn't it? I mean, I would have thought that it is standard practice. You never leave somebody take your card away from you, do you?
No, you don't. But look, people are very trusting and it's just so hard sometimes. If you've got small kids, you're going to get distracted, you know. It's so hard to be...
It's the other thing as well that I often wonder about. You have to really trust a retailer. If they ask you to give credit card details over the phone and ask for things like your expiry date and your three-digit PIN at the back of the card, you're trusting them to destroy it immediately after the transfer.
It doesn't always happen. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I had to cancel the credit card because it was compromised. It just happens all the time. It's just so prevalent that you just cannot... You cannot be careful enough, I'm afraid. So look at... Fine if you're looking for a good bargain and this Black Friday, but just be careful that it is a bargain, that it doesn't end up costing you in terms of other ways.
I'm going to have to leave it there. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you. The Last Word on Today FM.